It has been an intense summer for the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and all those who worry about the future of this cultural icon. But after a 14-week-long labor dispute, there was a moment of hope when a contract was announced yesterday, a one-year contract between musicians and management. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden has more.
Under the agreement, the orchestra will play a 38-week season plus 2 weeks in the summer, instead of the 52-week season in previous agreements. The musicians had been working without a contract since January, when the musicians and management couldn't reach an agreement on cost of living increases, benefits, and how long the season would run. Symphony management cited a $16 million deficit over 10 years. The General Assembly approved funds to keep the orchestra afloat, but Governor Larry Hogan refused to release the money at the beginning of the summer. Then BSO management abruptly canceled its summer season over Memorial Day weekend, and the musicians were locked out from June 17th until early September. The new agreement came after philanthropists from the Baltimore and D.C. metro areas donated $1.6 million to cover the musicians' salaries for 10 weeks of the summer season. Brian Prechtel, co-chair of the BSO Players Committee, said the donors wanted to see fiscal responsibility.
These folks have demanded that a committee be formed that is holding the organization accountable as to whether they're using the money responsibly.
Prechtel, along with management, touted the creation of a new board committee called a Vision Committee to not only bring musicians into the monetary decision-making process, but also to sculpt how the BSO can present something relevant to the next generation of potential ticket holders. I'm Mary Rose Madden for 88.1 WYPR.